I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News
of EO. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, 7:05 on Cinco the 6th. No, it's Mayo the 6th, May 6th. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. You know, we're joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning,
sir. Why are you still wearing that sombrero and that old serape? What is this? And you've got limes. Oh, you got, you know what? Look, honey, he's got a lime stuck to the side of his head.
Do you know how hard it is to sleep in a Jeep?
A yellow one at that.
Hey, but you know what? There's a big smile on somebody's face right here. Linda, did you have a good time last night?
Good morning. I want to share with you, first of all, again, 7:06 here on KCNR, if you're just tuning in. Beautiful, mostly sunny day with a high. Let me get my glasses on. One eye still working. Mostly sunny with a high of 87 tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. Bob, you told us before we went on the air there is an alert. I think we should, people are, today, it's, you know, this weekend's Mother's Day. Many people are going to be breaking out their boats this weekend. So what do we need?
This is going to be a big day up on, or a big weekend on the lake. And with the fresh snow melt, this happens every year, water temperatures way down. And definitely wear a life jacket, because within moments of going into water that is this cold, you can be incapacitated, and we really want to get through the weekend without any needless tragedies.
And, of course, we want to remind you that just, I don't know how many hours and minutes left before Sunday, which is May 8th, and that is Mother's Day. So get your cards out, make your calls, thank a neighbor, just thank moms for making this world a better place. Also on this day in history, wait till you hear this. This day on May 6th, Rudolfo Alfonso Raffaella Pietro Filiberto Guglielmi di Valentina di Antonguola. I don't know how many family names that is, but that's a lot. Was born on this day in 1895, and I'm sure I mispronounced half of them. This is how he got the name. Selection process is anyone's guess. We are talking about Rudolph Valentino, who became a national phenomenon and a star of so many, unprecedented sensual attraction to women, starring in these memorable movies, The Big Little Person in 1918, The Delicious Little Devil in 1919, for which he earned $100 per week, and Four Horsemen for the Apocalypse, which is 1921. Blood and Sand in 1922, I know for many of you that's your favorite, and his most famous, The Sheik, 1921, which he said he hated. He also disliked Paramount. I mean, I'm telling you about it. This is Rudolph Valentino.
I know.
This is a big day for a lot of people.
Did you know he got in a boxing match one time?
I might have been there in a second.
Sorry.
So he also disliked Paramount Studios, saying he was dissatisfied with the photography, management, and direction, and they did not live up to his artistic ambitions. However, by 1924, Valentino was in the top 10 of box office stars. Monsieur Bulcaire, starring Valentino, was released that same year. A year later, he was at the very top of the box office star list. Now you can tell me about his boxing.
Well, I think there was a reporter or somebody had a comment that called him a name, and something that he wasn't manly enough. And Valentino got into a fist fight with him or a boxing match, and he eventually died very early.
Well, you remember Lady in Black?
Yeah.
He was 31 years old when he had a perforated ulcer. I don't know if anybody knows that, but that took his life. Tens of thousands came to view their screen idol and make movie studios close the movies during the funeral. So on the anniversary of his death, Lady in Black made her first of many annual appearances at his burial site. The mystery lady was never identified. Even in death, Rudy Valentino was a superstar.
Ooh. You know, speaking of superstars, we have a superstar right here in Reading. Yeah, you know, Mark Beecham, you know, who is a friend of ours, and he blogs on the Record Searchlight, as I do. But he put a blog out about the man baby. I don't know if you've seen this, but it's a couple of days ago. Okay, you know, we were talking about this last night when we were at the Merle Haggard Show, and Linda's going to talk about that in a minute. But this guy has been on the National Geographic television show. It just happened to be one of those horribly unlucky times, you know, that you're, you know, that you're clicking through. You know, you actually have time to kind of sit there and watch, you know, watch the tube to vegetate your mind for a minute. And it clicks on about this guy. And he lives here in Reading. He's been in the National Geographic, channel. He's also been in London newspapers. And essentially, he has made up his mind that he's going to live his life as a baby.
Like wearing a diaper, like living in a crib.
He has a nanny that takes care of him. I don't know. I didn't even want to get into the bathing part. Does she bathe him? But, you know,
of course.
But then, you know, he gets out, he walks around town. I mean, not in his diaper. He's all dressed up. But in his house, he plays with those little bitty toys. And he, like I say, he sleeps in a bassinet. It's just, I mean, he drinks out of a bottle.
Okay, so one day we were flipping through HBO, and there was actually a program that we watched on fetishes. This is a fetish. In fact, I should look it up.
Anyway,
do you want to embark anymore?
No,
on that?
That was okay. Enough. But check out Beecham's blog on the Record Searchlight, because they do a link to this guy, and you know he's collecting government assistance for this, because he's got other things, I guess, going on. But
because, you know, formula is expensive.
That formula is expensive. And you know what? Unless you do your own diapers, they can be very expensive. And what's that doing to a landfill, a diaper that fits a 342-pound baby? This is Carl Lindebaum. We don't make this up.
Sorry to have this visual to start your day.
We don't make this up. This is Free Fire Radio.
What you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325. My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family owned and operated for over 25 years. For a limited time, Maaco is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whenever you're better get Maaco, call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. for outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone, they'll say, for an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the roar of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairgrounds, and you'll keep coming back.
For 137 years, it's been a tradition. The Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, producing horse racing legends like War Admiral, Secretariat, and Seattle Slew. Who will make history this year? See all the action live as you and your fellow horse racing fans watch and wager in the comfortable quarters of the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Saturday for the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby live from Churchill Downs at the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:16 in the morning on May the 6th. It's Friday, TGIF. And speaking of TGIF, let's go to the phones. Charles, you are on.
Morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Charles?
Safe to DeMaio.
Yes, we made it through. I'd be interested to know how many people went out and met some real friendly California Highway Patrolmen and police last night on the DUI in it.
Well, a lot of people like to go to the mugshots every day and look and see who got it last night. That's disgusting. But anyway, so Charles.
Yeah, May 8th is significant for another reason besides Mother's Day.
Yeah?
Because of what happened on that day in 1945.
Yes, share with us.
VE Day.
VE Day.
Victory in Europe.
That's right.
Okay.
The Germans signed the surrender at Reims, France, on that day in 1945.
Well, it is a significant day. You know, that was, and then you saw photos all through New York of people cheering and celebrating because the war in Europe was over. But they were starting moving troops because they were starting to head to the Pacific again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Charles.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing with us the significance of
another big
victory
day
in Europe. It really was the beginning of many things.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Charles. Right. Okay. Hey, look, in the studio we have a friend and a show. I guess you'd call him the talent in the show.
Well, thank you.
Don Shulman.
Do you know that Mother's Day is very significant for me? Every Mother's Day, my parents used to send me to the store, move, but I found them again. So I remember that, and Mother's Day is significant.
You know, Don, you're famous for always doing jokes right out of the blue. You just pull something out, and it's like, what? Where are we? It's like a road. It's like a train wreck, and I got to get back on the train.
Yes. Well, I'm going to be doing something different, and thank KCNR for allowing me to do it. We're going to do the Don Shulman Show. We're going to have from 11 to 11:30, You and Your Money. And then from 11:30 to 12, Sports Talk with James Kemp, who is very, very...
It is very good. It is very good.
Very knowledgeable. And then we'll have Bridal Talk. We have a lot of interest in Bridal Talk. And then we're going to have Senior Talk, where we'll be talking about Medicare. We'll be talking... I like to call it Senior World... things that seniors need to watch out for. The first subject will be senior abuse. When do you know it's happening? Why is it happening? How do you empower somebody to have entitlement over you? And most of that is basically by your family members who think that they deserve now and not wait. But we have an expert on that. I won't be talking about these things. I will have experts in the field.
Well, what you've done is you've taken your two shows, your two popular shows, Movie Talk and Bridal Talk. You've combined them and added a couple other things because there's you felt like there was more out there that needed to be covered, and that it would be something that the audience would find. You know, you still have the basics in there, but kind of really broaden your horizons and bring more information to your audience.
Well, people do a great job politically. You in the morning talk about things that are happening. I wanted to do something different that others aren't doing. I want to be informative. For example, on our first You and Your Money, we have the president of the Life Underwriters Association who's coming in to talk about various forms of the difference between insurance, and we're going to talk about money-saving tips and things that I hope are useful and able to make your life better.
So, Don, let's just share with our listeners that, a lot of people think of you in many terms. Don Shulman, the name will come up, weddings, you're the founder of the Bridal Talk magazine. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, I really would like to have our listeners know more about your history and the things at which, what a learned man you are, books that you've written, so many things that you've done before, where you've gone and where you've been. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. Our guest is Don Shulman, we're so happy that you're here today. KCNR 1460, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio.
She cooks, cleans, does the laundry, drives you around, helps with schoolwork, and so much more. On her special day, join us at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for our very special Mother's Day brunch. She deserves it. Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. Mother's Day favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp, plus a couple of special chef creations whipped up just for Mother's Day. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and the best mom ever. It's an entertainment sensation you'll only find at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving your mom this Sunday for Mother's Day brunch, where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off Rodeo Week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50 pre-sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrelman Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:25 in the morning on May the 6th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's Dish Satellite at its best. It's local. Doug Tooley puts it in. He's been around in the business since 1985, except when he was taking time out for the 82nd Airborne. 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. You'll get a local guy, uses local people here. The money stays in the economy. Again, we push local businesses. And he guarantees his work. We use him. We've been very pleased with the results. That's B&T Satellite.
Currently 55 degrees here on this lovely Friday day here in the North State and on KCNR. And we want to get back to our interview with Don Shulman. Sunday is when you kick off. It's actually called officially the Don Shulman Show.
Yes, and I want to thank you for those kind words. You know, you'll find I'm very highly educated, but the more I speak, you'll find sometimes how little I know.
Well, Don, let's go back to when we first met you. I know you always have these little one-liner shticky comments off on the side. You can't help it. It's just part of... You know, you'll
it's inculcated in my mind.
Inculcated. There you go. Like it. So when we first met you, we were, you know, reading up, talking with you, trying to find out, is there a place for bridal talk? And then later on, as we got to know you, we thought, well, you know, there's a lot of people who really love movies, and you were bringing on special celebrities and talking about things like that. And I know for someone of your intelligence, that is, you need more than that. So we were like, okay, let's take those 2 hours and combine them and cover several topics. So we're calling the show the Don Shulman Show. You're going to be covering a lot of things. I think it's probably very hard to even put things into segments, although you will. Let's talk about all the things that, you know, where you've gone. You've got so many degrees. Let's start off with where you, let's go from your, where you grew up
Vietnam
in your college.
Vietnam veteran. People don't know that.
Like Carl. I was in Vietnam and served my country.
I was not, but yeah, was not in Vietnam.
No, but you were in the action. You were like I was, got, you know, an education in itself on life, and got certain values into you over what you've seen. I worked for CBS out of going to college. I worked for CBS News. I was a film runner before they had VCR tape. Unfortunately, I eyewitnessed the Bobby Kennedy assassination. I was standing very, very close to him. I was the one who said he was shot 3 times and said, no. And then Thomas Noguchi, the coroner, said that he was only shot twice. I've been able to write some things that have done very well, the Bridal Guide and the Baby and Toddler Guide. And I like doing different things. I like very much to stretch, to learn, and to impart it. And so I'm hoping the show will be different. It'll be something that others aren't doing other places.
But your higher education, can you mind? I know you're really very modest about that. You have accomplished some wonderful things with education. Am I pushing you on
that? No,
okay.
Forgive me. I you know, just as a light little joke, I have a PhD, and sometimes it's pilot higher and deeper. And I marvel, you know, education does not make a person. I marvel at the intellect and how people are well-rounded with or without it.
That's true. Now, okay, we've got 2 minutes left. Tell us again. The show starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. It goes to 1 o'clock, and in it, it's going in the Don Shulman Show. The sections are?
It will be a journal. Actually, it's really
like
a journal. And, of course, it's you and your money. It'll be sports talk, bridal talk, and senior world.
I think all those. There's I think in every one of those can actually tie into things. You know,
yeah,
can tie in each other.
Yeah, I could just see you saying, "Hey, this is the Don Shulman Show, and you know, today this is what I'm going to talk about this topic."
And we're going to keep on topic. We're going to keep it light. We're not going to get into politics. As I said earlier, people do that very well. Some of it is a little political,
yes.
like AARP and.
Yes.
Who are they and what's happening? But I will have the experts on who really know what's happening and be able to ferret out the information, and hopefully it'll be useful to us, all
Great.
Of us.
Great. Well, again, it's Don Shulman. The show begins on 11. It's going to be the Don Shulman Show. You can always call in. And in fact, if you can't hear it, you can always go to the archives on KCNR and hear Don's show. You may email Don, talk to Don, tell him, you know, what do you want to cover? Here's a very educated man who's going to go the extra mile to look things up, find out, discuss it. And you can always go to the chat room on the weekends this Sunday. Actually, Mother's Day is when.
Yes, yes.
Good for you.
It's good. I thank you for this opportunity to talk about the show.
Okay, we've got to round it up. We've got the news coming. We have another really interesting guest when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the bulls taking charge of Wall Street, the early gains coming after the labor market received a better-than-expected boost for the month of April. The blue chips seeing triple-digit gains just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 130 points. 244,000 jobs were created last month, the biggest increase in almost a year. And the private sector adding 268,000 jobs in April, posting its strongest growth in 5 years. But the unemployment rate did rise slightly to 9%, as more people said they were again looking for work. Crude prices falling again today, continuing yesterday's slide when oil fell 9%, its biggest one-day drop in 2 years. Oil and other commodities have been hurt by concerns the U.S. economy is not growing as fast as first thought. The question now, when will we see this drop reflected in lower gasoline prices? According to AAA, gas prices remain the same at $3.98 on the national average. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare. Whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA. Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare at Advance Auto, Meyer, and Tractor Supply.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, the Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Bingo is better on the river. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month. Join us Sunday, May 15th for our 18-year anniversary celebration. Paper only costs $18 and could get you $1,800. Plus, you could be one of 18 lucky winners to win $100 in cash just for playing bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to winriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play in our $18,000 guaranteed in cash and prizes two-day slot tournament on Friday, May 13th and Saturday, May 14th at 6 o'clock. Double your chances to win and buy into both tournaments. Just $25 to buy in to win your share of $18,000 cash. This tournament will sell out fast. Buy in now at the River Club. For more information, log on to winriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and the Bot, 7:35 in the morning. May the 6th.
What were you going to say?
April the 6th, but it's not. It's May the 6th.
We have one thing to say. Welcome back, John.
That's right. John, who is John Dixon. Who is a...
We've missed you in the chat room.
Has been with us on our show several times, but, I mean, he's with us all the time, and he has been under the weather a little bit, and you know what, John? We missed you, my friend, so we're glad you're back. He's back in the chat room, and you need to stop by sometimes. We'll all sit down and talk and have a cup of coffee. We've got somebody on the line that's here for Friday to make us all healthy. Amy, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I got it right this time. It is Friday.
And you are bright to be, and I'm sure you're thinking about how to be perfect and fit in your wedding dress, and I'm sure you are thinking about some kind of tip that you can share with our listeners for the weekend, Mother's Day weekend.
You got it. In fact, I'm glad you said Mother's Day. I was thinking of some great little quick recipe ideas because, let's face it, most mothers don't want to cook on Mother's Day. So I've got just a few ideas that the little hands at home with Daddy can help make for Mom. So in the morning, what you could do is get some whole wheat bread and toast some bread and put either a tablespoon of natural peanut butter on there or low-fat cream cheese, and then take some blueberries and make the shape of a heart. And that's a great carbohydrate, a great serving of protein with the peanut butter or the cream cheese, and then some fruit in there. So it's a nice, healthy breakfast for Mom that way. You can make fruit kebabs, have Dad cut up some fruit, and then take little kebab sticks and put some grapes and watermelon and cantaloupe on little sticks and serve those up to Mom as a snack. And for the dinner, you can make some nice, easy little pita pizzas, have some spaghetti sauce. Take the pitas and put a little bit of spaghetti sauce on top of there. Sprinkle it with a little bit of cheese and maybe some olives and a little bit of chicken. Put that in the broiler for a few minutes, and you can make Mom homemade quick, healthy pizzas. And then for dessert, how about instead of strawberry shortcake, how about some strawberries with some whipped cream for a nice, light, healthy snack with a low-fat or whipped cream, though, of course.
Well,
so you've got a whole day's menu with some nice, healthy snacks.
And it all goes down very well with a spicy Bloody Mary or some mimosas. Let's not forget.
Oh, yeah, that just made it healthy. You know what? You just got to love her, Amy. You just got to love her. Here, I just spent 2 hours preparing you this low-fat, highly nutritious meal. Would you like a Bloody Mary to go with it? Yeah.
Worcestershire sauce, please.
Hey, how about a shot of tequila left over from Cinco de Mayo? So, hey, Amy, thanks so much.
Amy.
Adamson's Peak Performance.
Some really wonderful, great ideas there. Thank you so much, Amy. We love you. Amy is our trainer at Adamson's Peak Performance. And, of course, we go in 2 to 3 times a week, and we're so, we love it there. And Amy is our personal trainer, but also so highly knowledgeable when it comes to nutrition and diet and all the other good things.
Adams from Speak Performance. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Great. Okay, you know, I'm going to take a quick break before we get to our guest, and then we've got just a lot of things going on. And he's a special guest, and we don't have to break as soon
not
as we
can even give it away yet till after the break.
That's right. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:38 in the morning on May the 6th. It is, oh, I don't know, 53 degrees out there, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles, foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us. 358 Artnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Tickets are now on sale for the 5-time Tony Award-winning Music Man, performed by Shasta High School's Outstanding Music Department. This beloved family musical will be held May 4th through May 7th and May 12th through May 14th at the beautifully restored David Marr Theater at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. All performances begin at 7 p.m. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office by calling 530-243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. All performances begin at 7 p.m. That's Music Man, presented by Shasta High School.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone, they'll say. For an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the power of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairground, and you'll keep coming.
For 137 years, it's been a tradition. The Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, producing horse racing legends like War Admiral, Secretariat, and Seattle Slough. Who will make history this year? See all the action live as you and your fellow horse racing fans watch and wager in the comfortable quarters of the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Saturday for the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby live from Churchill Downs at the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds and Anderson.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:43 in the morning on May the 6th. Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. A great place to get your coffee at Espresso Joe's. Now it's getting a little bit warmer. We're going to have, you can have those nice icy drinks, plus finest walk-in humidor in the state. You can get great cigars, great mixes of cigars there, and they have a community room you can use. But the big thing is they've been in business for 35 years, Joe and Shelley have, and they help our community. They help our community, and they help our veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, a little while ago, put out on the air that we were trying to find a teenager, who would come on and do a segment called Teen Talk or whatever it was, you know, just somebody that would take an interest in sharing with us the inside of what goes on in the brain of a teenager. And then, lo and behold, we got this email that was so articulate, so wonderfully done. We're like, who's this kid? So we went back, replied, da-da-da, had an interview. And not only is this future star of America in The Music Man and was out last night in a stage production, he is here today to talk about, I'm not exactly sure which talk, but Carl and I are so proud to introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, Kenan Voss.
Thank you. So today we are talking about social networking and stuff like Facebook, Twitter, texting, cell phones, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, shoot. Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, 75% of teens in the U.S. are using Facebook, and that's mostly ages 12 to 17. But older teens, particularly girls, are more likely to use sites like Facebook, Twitter, stuff like that.
Okay, and how old are you, Kenan?
I'm 13.
Okay, are you allowed to have a cell phone?
Yes, I have one.
Okay, well, that's probably today. It's for safety. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I were, you know, if I had a 13-year-old, I'd be like, you know, you can have your phone. I can find out how much you tweet. You better not be tweeting during class or school. But you use it for an emergency. How much do you tweet?
Well, I actually tweet not that often, but I do tweet because I don't know. I got a Twitter.
How often do you text?
A lot.
That's getting it down. You know, Twitter's got nothing to do with it. Yeah, how many times do you text today?
Probably, I don't know, 50 maybe.
Didn't they say something like the average was like 100?
Mm-hmm. What is the average for someone your age?
Well, the average for teens, mostly ages 14 to 17, is over 100 a day.
Okay. And is that just, do you think, does your mom, does she text that much?
No.
Is that just something that's kind of generational?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say that you're in this kind of in the common or the standard of kids texting, or there are people who text a heck of a lot more than you or less?
There's people who text a lot more than me.
All right.
Okay, and then, next we have Twitter, which isn't very big, but I like Twitter because the great thing about Twitter is it's immediate. For example, last night, I don't know if you know about the new show, The Voice.
Yes.
We were watching that, and one of the judges, Blake Shelton, just got a singer on his team, and I went on Twitter, and he already posted something about it. So that's what's good about Twitter.
So it was instant, huh?
Instant.
Yes, it's immediate. And then, again, on the texting, it's 88% of teens have cell phones, and 24% of them say their schools ban texting. Mine bans texting, but there's also 65% of teens text even though their school bans texting and they text in class.
Oh, so they know how to be the ultimate hiders
mm-hmm.
of the cell phone
yes.
and how to text. How do you do that anyway? I mean, can you just give us a little, just without busting anybody, just kind of bust somebody?
There's people in my class, for instance, there's a girl in my class, if she's listening, she knows who she is, but she will hide her phone in her UGG boots, and then she will take it out and text under the desk.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, now, do you find that, because you have to use so many abbreviations while you're texting, do you find that you talk in a little bit of these abbreviations when you're dealing with your friends? You're not one of the ones. I mean,
no.
Obviously, you're not really, you know, inundated with this. But I understand that sometimes that you know people start talking in abbreviated manners.
Yeah, I'm not as big on abbreviating. Some people do, but it's not as much because it's not really, I don't know, it's not that interesting when people are talking. They say LOL or JK or.
But here's what's interesting about you, Kenan, is that you took the initiative to email. Us mm-hmm. here at the station, and of course your mother is wonderful, and we'll be talking to you in a second. But Kenan, you articulated your email, you came, and it was all about let's talk to you because you're the one that's going to be holding the seat on the radio, mm-hmm. and that you would give us an insight of how teenagers are thinking. It's very important to many people who are listening, maybe feel out of touch with their grandchildren, their children, their neighbors. You know, what is this generational gap? And a lot of it has to do with computers and cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your generation communicates very much eye-to-eye, hand-to-hand anymore? Or is it really through electronic devices?
Well, a lot of it is through eye-to-eye, hand-to-hand, but that's mostly at school. After school, it's all texting. But the funny thing is the next day when you come back to school, you never really talk about the conversation you had when you were texting.
Well, you know, this whole thing with the electronic means and how it has, you know, that we're actually having to make laws in all the states that says it's illegal to text while you're driving. I mean, here, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, how can people actually think they can drive and text? It's like reading a newspaper or something like this. But we have just got to accept the fact that social media and the fact that people your age and older, I mean, they're college freshmen, is that email is too slow anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's too slow. You've got you've got the world literally in your hands if you've got a phone that has access to the internet.
Yeah.
How does it feel? You're in the show Music Man. How does it feel to be up so late? Now you're up so early. I mean, but you're so bright-eyed and so with us. But how's the show going?
It is great. We have a lot of good actors and actresses. For instance, Harold Hill, he is great. He is so good. But it's good for me because I'm going to Shasta next year. So I'm getting a foot in the door because that's where I'm going is for the musicals. So it's just really good to have Gavin see what I can do.
And Gavin is?
He's the director, Gavin Spencer.
I just wanted to clarify that. So we're going to take a break.
Yeah, okay. You know, we appreciate you coming in today. And you know, the thing is, one other comment. We're getting a lot of comments in the chat room. And it says, one says is, the kid's got his head down, they're texting, and you're talking to them. They're answering you, but they never look up. So this is...
Not this one. not Kenan.
Sometimes.
Well, you know, thank you so much for coming on. And this is going to be a if we can arrange this,
yes,
make a
like
regular.
What would you next time? We're going to talk about what? Do you know?
Well, next time I was thinking maybe since it's towards the end of the year, more graduation, and maybe talk about what it's like for seniors graduating high school and eighth graders going on to high school.
Kenan also has many friends in different schools throughout the North State,
mm-hmm.
so we'll be talking. You're going to be interviewing different kids,
yes,
and talking about what they're thinking, what they're going through. So you're kind of like our boots on the ground in the teen scene here.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Kenan Voss. Let us know. Give us a little feedback on what you think about this segment. We're really excited about Kenan. Next time you come, will you bring your mom?
Yes, I will.
And we're going to interview mom and see, you know, there's got to be some really great parenting to have such a clear-eyed, great kid. Thank you so much for being with us on KCNR.
No problem.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carla Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio.
Blinded by the light. Waterworks Park.
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone.
Last call. Sale ends Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone, order online at waterworksparkpark.com, or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading!
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
No activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
It's a great opportunity to talk, to laugh, to reconnect.
Take me fishing.
because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Make family bonding and your fishing or camping trip even more enjoyable when you get there in your new RV from Harrison's Marine and RV. Come see the large selection of top-of-the-line RVs, all at the best prices of the year. Drive a little for big savings at Harrison's Marine and RV, your boating and RV headquarters at I-5 in Oasis.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. KCNR right here.
We are Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning. Let's go to the phones here. Kirsten, good morning.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
We got a few minutes here. Kirsten, tell us about what this fashion show
is. You got a fashion show coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, it's tonight at 7 at the Crossing on Bocelli. It's the Adoria fashion show, and I'm one of the designers featured in it. There's not really too much to say about it. It's just a group of designers, local designers in Reading, who are getting together to put on this awesome show and to show the community what we can do.
Okay, well, when you say there's not much to say about it, I'm sure this is really an exciting thing, and I'm sure you're being very humble, but when you're saying they're all local designers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's about how many different designers are in the show?
There's 16 different designers.
Okay, so each designer is showing, a multitude of outfits or one design?
Well, most of the designers have created at least four outfits. I've created 13, but most of the designers have created four that describe what they're doing right now, whatever inspires them.
So would you say this is more like art fashion?
Yes. Most of it is couture or recycled designs. Meaning, like, the couture, it can't really be duplicated, and then the recycled is just out of old clothes that they're not using anymore.
So how I found out about you, Kirsten, is a guy named Mike called on my show On the Spot with Linda Bott, and we were giving away tickets to a fashion show that I did for Elegant Soul, and Mackenzie was there. And Mackenzie is an up-and-coming student at Shasta High who really wants to model, and she's going to be modeling for you.
She is my lovely model. She's been modeling for me for about a year now. She is wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
And a shout-out to Bernadette Uli as well.
Yes, yes. She's the one who introduced me to the fashion group.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So tell us again, where is the Crossings for those of us, you know, where is it, what time, how much?
It's located at 2613 Bocelli Lane, Reading, California.
Okay.
And the show starts today at 7 p.m., and you could buy your tickets online. I think it's at eventbrite.com.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's actually at Ticketbud. Just go to HTTP, Adorialegacy.ticketbud.com.
Okay, so anyway, we wanted to make sure that we were going to bring up an up-and-rising designer, Kirsten, who's going to be showing so many of her designs tonight. And again, the title of the event is?
Adoria Legacy Fashion Show.
Adoria Legacy Fashion Show. Well, thank you for calling us here at KCNR this morning.
Thank you.
And have a fabulous fashion show tonight at the Crossings. I'm sure they can probably buy tickets at the door.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. I'm not actually sure about that. But.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I'm sure it'll be a fabulous show. All right. Thanks. And, Carl, coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we've got some wonderful guests as well. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, taking your calls.
Yeah, you know, see who rolls in here at 8 o'clock. I haven't seen them yet, but we'll see if they're there. If not, then there is more than enough stuff for us to talk about. We've got a bunch of people right back that have been gone for a while in the chat room. We may make this open line Friday, and that can be rocking because there are some things I want to talk about, some things that could be really interesting. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Osama bin Laden is dead. Even Al-Qaeda confirms it, but it's a warning of revenge in an online statement. In Pakistan, though, a terror roundup, a bunch of arrests. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, according to a U.S. government-sponsored site, Pakistan says it launched an operation rounding up 40 people suspected of having ties to bin Laden in the town where he was found. Protests in the low thousands in Pakistan against the U.S. raid that killed him, one of bin Laden's three wives being held and questioned by Pakistani authorities, saying she lived for 5 years in the compound without leaving. Dave?
According to the commander-in-chief, will today meet the commandos who carried out that raid at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
Dave, the helicopter teams and some of the Navy SEALs involved in killing Osama bin Laden last weekend will meet with President Obama face-to-face here at Fort Campbell, which is home to the 160th Special Ops Aviation Regiment. He'll also speak to several combat teams that have recently returned home from Afghanistan. Dave?
Jennifer, more Americans found work in April than in any month in 5 years, but despite the hiring spree, unemployment's up. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
More than 240,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, but the unemployment rate ticked up to 9%, indicating more Americans are entering the job market.
So we're moving in the right direction. We're benefiting, in my judgment, from the actions taken in the last 2 years.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey making the case for the White House, but Texas Republican Kevin Brady says the monthly report simply shows more uncertainty.
Why does the president have an obsession with raising taxes? Why does he persist with his green jobs mantra?
Average hourly earnings also were up nearly a dollar last month, Dave.
And Jared, Wall Street's rallying, the Dow up 140 points, but oil prices, which had been plunging, are back up now to $102 a barrel. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Good thing Fram filters aren't living creatures, or we'd have protest groups outside the Fram Proving Grounds. Our filters are pumped with dirt, cooked, frozen, and literally pressured until they explode. Yep. Explode. What do we have to show for all this abuse? Tough, tested oil and air filters that work together to help protect your engine, even during the most brutal driving conditions. Because filters should take abuse, not engines. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find Fram deals that won't abuse your budget at Walmart.
The U.S. raid that took out bin Laden also yielded a lot of intelligence on computers and hard drives seized.
The initial intelligence that we're hearing about is that Osama bin Laden was trying to come up with more ways to kill Americans. And one idea that was mentioned in these documents was trying to derail a U.S. train, perhaps by tampering with the track so that the train would fall off a bridge as it went over the bridge.
That's Fox's Molly Henneberg at the White House.
We're told by sources this was just in the sort of brainstorming stage. It was not in the operational stage.
At least five more suspicious packages have shown up at schools around Washington, D.C. today. And so far, the white powder in them has not been found to be toxic.
I think what they've done is committed a serious criminal offense, and we're gonna treat it as such. We don't consider these pranks as jokes.
FBI Field Office Director James McJunkin, schools are open today in D.C. A four-year-old boy is dead in Texas, shot in the stomach by his five-year-old sibling, who was playing with a rifle at their home Wednesday night. The parents were home at the time, rushed the boy to paramedics, but they could not save him. Victoria County authorities are investigating. Broadway has lost a legend.
Arthur Lawrence is the director, playwright, and screenwriter responsible for penning musicals like West Side Story and Gypsy, as well as the movie classics Rope and The Way We Were.
Look, I don't know when I'll be back. Could you leave a key or...
You can't. Even though he was born in Brooklyn, Lawrence started out in radio and had an extensive career in Hollywood before setting his sights on Broadway. That's where he truly made his mark, industry experts calling some of his work the finest musicals ever written. Lawrence died from complications of pneumonia. He was 93. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Is Paul McCartney going to get married again? People Magazine reports the former Beatle is engaged to his girlfriend. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 on May the 6th. What is it out there? 56?
Currently 58 degrees.
58 degrees. I got a feeling it's going to be hot today. Hey, there's a number of ceremonies going on out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery out there. I'm going to be riding out there probably around 11, but there's a series of them. By the way, Preston Dennis, who was killed in Afghanistan last week. I believe the remains, he will be returned to Reading early next week. But we will keep you informed about that. And as we did the last time when our last fallen warrior came, people greeted him at both the air park there at the airport and also lined the roads on his trip. His final trip home. But we'll let you know when it's going to happen. The people that are putting it on said they'll give me a call. I mean, I say putting it on, I mean escorting the specialist will give us a call so we can tell you all, so we can share it with you. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll put it on our website and do all that. The fur ball, it's not too late to get tickets to the fur ball. It's going to be Saturday. It's going to be at Wind River. They're going to have a 5:30 p.m. Yappy Hour and auction preview, and then dinner, music, live and silent auctions, drawings, raffles, prizes. Linda and I are emceeing this event. We think it's a good cause here. So it's the Chance Animal Welfare League, and this is the fifth annual Fur Ball, and it's tickets are $35 each or a table of 10 for $300. Give somebody a call at 547-7387. 547-7387, and let them know you're coming. A couple of things before we get our guest in here, and we're really happy to have him here, is, you know, I was looking at through the paper, as I do at times. You know, President Obama was in New York, and it was somewhat of an understated ceremony, but people were, you know, people obviously happy. President Bush declined to be there. He had been asked, but as you know, fulfilling what he has said from the beginning is that he's withdrawn himself from the public in events like this, and so he was not there. The last time that the time that Bush walked through there, he made the statement is, "We will not stop until we have the people who did this," and it's true. We didn't stop, and people talk about photos, no photos. You know, we came in. We, gosh, was he armed? Wasn't he armed, my friends? whether he was the one that pulled the trigger or not, Bin Laden is the one that did the planning. He was the mastermind on it. He had declared war on us in 98, but we didn't really know about him till that time in 9/11. But one of the things we said is we will get you. No matter what it takes or how long it takes, we will get you. So almost 10 years later, we kicked in the door to his bedroom and we shot him. And I hope that if there's a learning objective, if there's a learning objective from this, it would be somebody that wants to do something to our country. And that our, no matter who the president is, no matter how they may differ politically, one thing we have in common, we love this country, and you are not going to attack us without there being a severe repercussion. And I hope that's what goes across the world of people that want to attack this country. It may take us 10 years, but some night there's going to be a door kicked in, and there's going to be SEALs, there's going to be Rangers, there's going to be Marines. Somebody's going to come through that door. And when they do, the life you have ends. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It is 8:10 in the morning on May the 6th. It's a great day.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:13 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Leah. 1751 Hartnell Street, 223-2325. Let me tell you about this man. He does great work. We use him.
Advantage Eye Care.
That's right. He's the one that found that tear in Linda's retina that has been repaired. But no insurance, no problem. They have an on-site lab. Contact lenses, the very most. He's glasses for the whole family. I can't say enough about Dr. Joseph Lab.
Yeah, and they have a great selection of eyeglasses in there, too. Currently 58 degrees here in the North State. Going to be mostly sunny today as our forecast with a high of 87. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 55. And Bob's over there having a full-on conversation.
Yeah. Okay, now look, we were hoping our guest would be here. We didn't want to put a lot of pressure on her. And so we kind of said, so she is here. But this is a story of courage and tenacity for she and her husband. And
we're talking about a North State institution here that many of us remember went up in flames last year. And it was horrific for those who this has been like a favorite stomping grounds, a place to go have breakfast, a place to hang out and have that burger or a motorcycle run. We're talking about Dry Creek Station. All of us were in shock when we watched the news and the flashback of, wow, it can happen like that quickly. And with us this morning is the owner, Julene Hainer. Well, you have been there.
You're not the owner.
Okay, right. Well, I'm sorry. We look at you as you're part of the team. So welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Okay, Julene. So
a lot of people don't realize is that Julene was on our show like the day before this happened because you were doing what you all do. You were having a fundraiser for a member of the community. And I don't know if you remember that, then we talked about everything you were doing then.
Yeah, for Logan Thompson.
Right. And then the next day, it was tragedy hit. Was there any thoughts about just letting it go at that point?
No. After we burnt down and we stood out there and watched it burn, the parade of cars and people coming by and standing there crying with us, he knew that right there that he was going to have to rebuild.
When you came in the door, we were in the lobby. I said, you know, it was like the passing of a time. But they're on some kind of like a spiritual level of what you guys have provided. It's kind of like Cheers. When you remember, Cheers used to provide a community. Come, let us fill you up with that. You can belong. You belong here. Anytime you walk in the door, you're part of our gang. That must be, is that what kept you guys going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still have customers come in and say, you know, well, you guys were the last of the old roadhouses, but we'd still like to be known as someone important in the community.
Well, that's important. I think that there is a place for that. Again, that it's a resting place, a watering hole, and now the all-new Dry Creek Station. Tell us about what we're going to see when we walk through the door now. What is different?
Well, we try to keep it country style. Everything's rustic. Try to keep it kind of rustic looking. And a lot of the same employees will still be there to greet you. The same great food and great prices. We offer still the large steaks and we went up a buck on a couple of things, but he wanted to try to keep things the same. And
well, the place looks great. I mean, when you're driving by, it looks great. And, you know, I go back into this that everybody knew about it. Everybody talked about it. You did so many things for the community. And then to have that happen, and then, you know, it would be easy. And, again, I go back to this tenacity and, you know, and what he did looking at it and – and you see, when people come up and they say, oh, God, you know, what are we going to do here? I mean, yes, people could have migrated around. I mean, it's not like your life stops because Dry Creek Station burns down. But to come back like that right from the beginning, make it better, and bring back a lot of the same people that helped make it a success like that, I think is great. And, you know, and we applaud We applaud him. We applaud all of you for this.
So, Julene, what are the hours now? Let's tell you, has anything changed as far as 7 days a week? What, tell us your hours.
We are serving dinner 7 days a week from 5 to 9, and the bar opens at 3. And in a couple weeks, we will be opening for breakfast, and we will serve a full menu 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 11.
Now, there used to be a deal out there on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. You know, $3 breakfast.
That $3 breakfast, and you drive, everybody riding their motorcycles and go out there.
Everybody had to eat the same thing.
Yeah, that was it. You have to eat the same thing.
So
right?
What?
I mean, you go out, and okay, now what was that $3 breakfast? Do you remember?
It varied. Every week it was different.
Okay.
Chicken fried steak and eggs and biscuits and gravy for $3. And
wow.
But now you can
not only could you eat breakfast, then you could try and get yourself back on the motorcycle after that.
There you go.
So we're talking to Julene Hayner, and you've been with Dry Creek now and the family of Dry Creek for how many years?
8 years.
So you were really there through, Dry Creek was around for, when did they begin?
Jeffrey bought it in 1992.
Okay.
And
okay.
Added on, built on.
So, okay, and Jeff, of course, is the owner.
And you're the power behind the throne. But you're shy about that, and that's the truth. You're right there beside him all the time.
But Jeffrey's not one to get out and toot his own horn like this. You know, trying to get him, you know, hey, Jeff, we want to talk about it. You know, it's,
you got
it's
his
like,
back. I love
you
it.
Know what? You know, it's, he says, well, there's somebody else that can do this. Yeah. You know, he's busy doing these other things. And we just, you know, one of the things is when we were first starting our station, you all had confidence in us and you advertised with us.
I came out one day, and I have to tell this story. Because I came out and I said to Tammy, I just want to go out and meet them, and I just want to say thank you. So I came out, and Jeffrey's behind the bar like, what do you want? I knew he was like, what do you want? You were there. I don't want anything. I just want to say thank you, and you guys are great, and it's so wonderful to be part of this community, and thank you for being part of this community. And that's part of what we do here on our show. So we want to embrace you, and congratulations, and what do we have to look forward now to is going out to Dry Creek Station. It's been open for 2 weeks.
2 weeks yesterday. And what I do want to say is for all those people that's come out, you know, and I'd like to, you know, appreciate that everybody was, majority of the people were patient with us. The whole restaurant went computerized. And so it was like even our old employees, you know, had a little bit of struggle with it. But I think overall everybody's done really well and come through. And for those customers that are going to hang with us, you know, I know that when we first opened, like pretty much the first week, a lot of people had to wait quite a while for their food, and for those who come back, we really appreciate that, you know, giving us another chance, you know, because it does take it. We did have a few things to iron out, and I think we've pretty much got
there. There were comments about that, but what they said to the food was great. They had a little bit of a wait, so you just heard her. Is that they got everything
learning
back online.
Curve.
It's a learning curve. Mm-hmm. And other people are saying they can't wait to go out and have breakfast. I can't wait to drive out
on
the
Harley.
We're going
to ride out on Harley,
and do it.
Fabulous,
can we get that fabulous Sunday breakfast this Sunday? I mean, with that.
Not yet. They're serving dinners.
Okay, that's right.
But
not
they
for a couple
will start
weeks.
In a few weeks, right?
Yes, and our goal was to get dinner ironed out, everybody happy with us with dinner, and then we were going to get breakfast going.
Super.
Okay,
super.
Sounds great.
Okay. Congratulations
to
the Dry Creek Station.
Thank you.
Julene Hayner and the Dry Creek Station gang.
Jeff and the gang out there. So,
let's,
you know.
Ring the bell.
Don't do this very often. But.
Yeah, ring the bell for the community that came out. And you know, obviously you guys felt the passion. Wow, we can't go anywhere. It's almost like a calling, you know. So, Julene, thank you. And
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And we got to take a break here. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:22 in the morning on May the 6th.
This like
is Free Fire Radio.
From time to to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Menu includes chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, omelet station, seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $25, children 5 to 12 years $10, under 4 years eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play. $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game. $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall.
Super Bingo.
The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Better on the river.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone, they'll say, for an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the power of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairgrounds.
For 137 years, it's been a tradition. The Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, producing horse racing legends like War Admiral, Secretariat, and Seattle Slough. Who will make history this year? See all the action live as you and your fellow horse racing fans watch and wager in the comfortable quarters of the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Saturday for the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby live from Churchill Downs at the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
KCNR.
Carl and Linda Bott, 8:27 in the morning on May the 6th. It's 56 degrees and we're running for today. And you know what? We've got somebody on the line that we haven't heard from in a long time.
We miss this voice and we miss this man.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carla and Linda Bott, and it is so great to be back and to be feeling good. So great to be back and to be feeling good again and up and around. It was fun to deal with everybody in the chat room, and I heard what you said about Free Fire Friday open mic, so I decided I'd better call in.
Well, let's do it. That's what we've got for another. That's, you know, this, the rest of the show is going to be like that.
Well, I've got one little item I wanted to bring up that's international now, but there's been a growing criticism as to the legality of the action to take out Osama bin Laden. Officially, The legal action is from Chapter 7, Article 51 of the United Nations Charter and ruled on as being legal by the International Court of Justice. We have the right to kill or capture those who attack us, whether they are a landed or declared combatant. We were legal. We did the right thing. The monster's gone. Not that that's the end of this action or anything that needs to be done with it, because Al-Qaeda is not going to quit. And they're not going to quit until we stop them, if in fact we can. I just want to say that I'm really happy that we accomplished what was necessary. It's never pleasant to celebrate the death of anybody, but somebody who has done to us what he did to us needed to have the action taken that was taken.
Oh,
and we did it legally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for people to say that, oh my gosh, he wasn't armed. Oh my gosh, his daughter was in the room. Excuse me, you declare war? And then when the war is brought to your, you know, he brought the war to our doorstep.
You take the consequences.
And so now we brought the door, we brought the war back to his doorstep. And people need to remember that is, yeah, we fight among ourselves, and we are not as bipartisan as we should be. But you know, there's no change between what Bush stood for and what Obama did. You know, so it's like, hey, we promised you something there, Bin Laden, and then we delivered.
So, I've been an Obama criticizer when he's done things that I haven't
approved
of.
Oh, we all are. Yeah.
And
there's plenty to do that with.
I will give him kudos for this one.
Absolutely, and I did. I did in the blog, yep. Time Under the Helmet, in the Record Searchlight. And the fact is that he put men on the ground to do it, as opposed to whom it may concern, bomb that was going to go blow up someplace.
Carl, we're on the same page totally on this. One other thing I'd like to say is he wasn't unarmed. As long as he had a mouth or could hand out any type of a signal, he could have taken an action against this country.
Yeah, I mean, he was a figurehead, and anytime he said something, something happened.
Exactly.
Okay, hey, John, we got to take a break for the news. Welcome home, my friend.
Time.
Welcome home.
Thank you, John. So glad to have you back.
Thank you.
All right. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Al-Qaeda makes its first public act, admitting in a statement leader Osama bin Laden is dead and vowing revenge.
Here's from the statement itself. It says, we call upon our Muslim people in Pakistan, on whose land Sheikh Osama was killed, to rise up and revolt.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, as the Mississippi River rises, officials going door to door in Memphis urging residents to evacuate ahead of flooding.
It's been, I know, about 30 years since we've had this kind of water.
Parts of historic Beale Street are taking on water, and pallets of sandbags have been deployed to St. Jude Children's Hospital. In Kentucky, roads are closed in 50 counties. The Coast Guard rescued at least 28 people and 12 cats.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes and Paul McCartney giving marriage another chance, according to People magazine, which says he and his girlfriend of about 4 years are engaged. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door. And shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, McDonald's Memorial Chapel, Curves Fitness for Women, Senior Side Insurance Agency, Addis Healthcare, The Vistas, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, and State Farm. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hey. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not. Or on the spot with Linda Bott, Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. They give great haircuts. They have great prices. They do discounts for veterans. And it's man's last stronghold. Great conversation, great magazines. And on the TV will never be Dr. Phil. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's a great place. In fact, I'm going to go down there today or to get a haircut, I believe. If I can get in, it's pretty crowded at times.
Well, it's Mother's Day weekend, you know, so everybody's taking their moms out.
But they're not taking them down specifically to Cypress Square Barbershop to get haircuts.
No, but they're looking good.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
Gonna know that they're going to be
right.
Going all over
because
town.
Because mom will say something. Oh, when don't you ever get a haircut?
Shave that hair on your neck,
shave
son.
That. Yeah. You know what? They shave the hair on your neck and
nice.
Around your ears. That's it. That's Cypress Square Barbershop.
Bob's
okay.
Sporting a cut.
Before we get into something really important that happened in Florida, let's say the California public employees get more compensation. Yes. In the article in the paper today and the out of the Sacramento Bee, it appears that California's public pensions, that the salaries of the public employees pretty much match those of the private sector, but the pensions are a lot better. They're better for those, for the counterparts in the private sector. Commissioned by a pension overhaul advocates, wanting to seek some changes, the report drew immediate fire from public employee unions. Well, you can imagine why. It's released by the California Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility. Also cautions that the public pension obligations threaten to crowd out money for public services. They're talking about how in the article, the other article I had today, also pointed out that while this is true, in almost all cases, that teachers, however, made far less after retirement than other public employees in the states. And this is a study found taxpayers spend roughly three times what large private employers spend per employee for pensions and retiree health benefits. That gap's a lot smaller for teachers, and the costs are lower for public workers who do not spend their entire careers in government. And although the pension funds have gained back some of the deep losses, it looks like the plan remains underfunded by billions of dollars, and projections show costs to governments increasing in the future as more of us baby boomers retire. Now, the public employee unions are fighting and say, wait a minute, how can you do this? And we haven't had a chance to look at that and all that. But everybody knows this. Everybody knows we need to reform the pension system, even if it's for a couple of years. You need to reform it. Everybody's got to pay into it. Everybody bites a bullet for a couple of years. Things settle down, the economy starts coming back, and then we can, you know, we can go back and look at things. But to say that we need cost of living increases when you have people in Social Security that don't get it, or military retirees that don't get it, maybe we need to take a step back from that and pay into the pension plans, which is what many of the new union contracts are doing. They're paying into CalPERS, they're paying more in the health. I think everybody realizes we need to reform the pension now. Do you need to completely do away with, you know, union rights, you know, all that? You know, that's, you know, negotiations. But we do need to reform what's going on. The, you know, people that are making $40,000 a year are paying for public employees. I'm not saying here in Reading, but this is all throughout California, maybe even the federal government also. I mean, federal government's right in the middle of this. Are paying more and are making less than their counterparts in federal government and county and city in many cases. Not in every case, okay? Not in every case, my friends, but in many cases. So we need to take a look at this. This is just one of the studies. I'm sure there'll be another one out next week showing it's just the opposite, and we'll give airtime to that too. Now,
oh, I just had to.
We have this other important.
Well,
thing.
You know, it's really funny because we talk about, okay, what's on the show today? I had an email. I have to share this with you guys.
We talk about texting being a problem,
and it's news of the weird. Okay, so this was sent to me from a girlfriend who has moved to Florida, and this is Celia Rivenbark has written a commentary. Evidently, I don't know how they came across this. Maybe they came across it on the internet, but she is a freelance columnist in Wilmington, North Carolina. So she may be, you know, like a syndicated columnist, but starts off by, now I'm sure that most of you heard about the Florida woman who caused a two-vehicle wreck because she was shaving her bikini area while driving. Guess that makes the time you drove with your elbows while eating a Whopper seem downright virtuous, doesn't it? Florida Highway Patrol troopers said the car Megan Barnes was driving crashed into the back of a pickup truck at about 45 miles per hour. Her reaction time was slowed down because she was too busy grooming her hoo-ha to pay attention to the road.
Now that's multitasking.
Oh, like that never happened to you? So Ms. Barnes told the investigating officer that she was on her way to a date and wanted to be ready for the visit.
Okay, now we don't make this up. Okay, you think, you think we sit here and make this stuff up,
it's
like the
Friday.
Baby, like the adult baby stuff. I mean, no, we don't make it up.
No,
this is stuff people send us, these things, and we go back, we look at it and go, well, this is true. But can you imagine driving down the road, shaving your nether region there, 45 miles an hour? Here's my question. Did she cut herself when she slammed into the other car?
I could go on. This is a whole article. Every paragraph gets a little...
No, no. This is enough.
I
think we've drawn the conclusion.
This is Miami material.
Want. I think we need to take a break. Yeah, this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. And if you're shaving your bikini
Here's her mugshot!
We've lost it.
Join us after these messages, will you?
Last call for the hottest deal at the coolest place in Reading.
Last call to purchase your early bird season passes on sale now for summertime fun at Waterworks Park.
Save as much as 30% off the regular season price and up to 50% off the special event prices when you purchase your early bird season pass on sale now for only $44.95.
Sale ends Sunday, May 15th.
Get wet, get away. There's something here for everyone. Relax, enjoy the day, or you can take on the whitewater fun.
Last call. Sail in Sunday, May 15th. Order by phone. Order online at waterworkspark.com or slide by the park and order in person.
Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Good old mom. She cooks, cleans, does the laundry, drives you around, helps with schoolwork, and so much more. On her special day, join us at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for our very special Mother's Day brunch. She deserves it. Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. Mother's Day favorites like Oak Fire Tri-Tip, seafood specials, crepes, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp, plus a couple of special chef creations whipped up just for Mother's Day. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and the best mom ever. It's an entertainment sensation you'll only find at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are highly recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving your mom this Sunday for Mother's Day brunch, where entertainment thrives at C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Mark your calendars to attend the Shasta County Veterans Service Office Public Art Project Fundraiser May 14th at 5:30 at the Anderson Veterans Hall. Proceeds from this event will help pay for three unique locally made veteran symbols which will adorn the new Veterans Service Office in Reading. A $10 cover charge will get you in the door. Inside you'll find dinner, dancing, patriotic music and singing from Reading's own Linda Bott and Joe Catania. We'll see you there.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're going to beat that drum because it's Friday and only two more working days till Monday, 8:45 in the morning on May the 6th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, a great place to go into. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They serve the icy drinks now. It's starting to get that way. And of course, that walk-in humidor. Of course, you can go in there and find that right cigar. Of course, they have mixtures that are just outstanding, and they support our community. Joe and Shelly. Support our community and the veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew. Go on down, visit them. Everybody in there is so friendly. They've got everything you could possibly want to buy for coffee and tea. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. You know, all the comments right now in the chat room, they're getting on about the personal, you know, about CalPERS and reform of this. Somebody said that there's lifeguards that make hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's other people came back and said, nope, that's not true. And we've got a great group in here as usual, you know, Gator and Max and Man Oh Man and Angel and John and just so many are in here. We're Sun happy. Gold, they're just everywhere. Everybody, we're happy. It's a Friday. It's a Friday. You know, and we tell a story about that woman. And reading the rest of the story, it gets worse, my friends. We're not going to bring it on. but just needless to say, by the time you get to the end of the story, it turns out that her ex-husband is driving the car while she's shaving.
Yes.
And then, and
so
she's on
redneck,
a suspended license, the no insurance and all these things. I mean, it just kept going on and on. It's one of those things like you see you watch the avalanche coming. You watch the avalanche coming and then all of a sudden it is there.
Trust me, some Hollywood guy is trying to figure out how to weave this into a plot.
I'm sorry.
It's probably
get those weird emails coming. I love it.
Well, you know, the some other things too. You know, we talked about, we already talked about Obama visiting the site of September 11 attacks. We talked about the government pensions and how that's going. We talked about the fur ball. Next week on our show, we're going to have the head of Shasta Regional Medical Center is going to be in here. He's going to be talking about the medical center itself. He's going to be talking about health care and the difference between Shasta Regional and other hospitals. We're also having the gent that heads up Mercy is going to be in here later on that week, too. Linda had them all on as guests. And
Jeff Avery. Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah, and Jeff. And we're going to have Jeff back on, too. But this is, we had Dr. Malachi on yesterday.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about it is there are so many things going on in the healthcare business. And you know what? It is healthcare business. But then you talk to people like Malachi and other people, Doug McConnell and other doctors we know, Mark Pierce, and it's more than just money. It's much more than just money. It's taking care of their patients, and they're being driven. They're being driven away from their patients, my friends. Now, you need to listen to this. You need to really, think about this. Because of the onerous government regulations that are happening and all these things they have to do, they're being driven away from that time it takes to find out about their patients. Now patients will fill out a form, and you're supposed to diagnose them off this form instead of talking to them. And so where they used to be able to see, say, 20 patients a day, and then the costs are cut back, and there's, they keep cutting back on the amount of money that the medical staff makes, yet none of their costs have gone down. In the last 10 years, it keeps going up, anything from insurance to electricity. So they've got to, make ends meet, they've got to bring on more patients. Well, you bring on more patients, it is a downward spiral that we really need to take a look at. Because pretty soon it's going to be, a physician's assistant will serve, or a nurse practitioner is as good as a doctor. People are going to be screaming out there, but that's where it's going to, that you'll see them. They will make the diagnosis. They will treat people. And the replacement of our doctors, we're going to have a problem with that. So, Bob, did you have something?
There'll be an app for that. You just punch your diagnosis into your iPhone.
Yeah. Well, that could be, and then it comes back and tells you what's wrong with you. Mm. Or if there's nothing wrong.
Also wanted to just tell you quickly before we head out, we've got about 10 minutes left to take any last-minute calls. We're going to be out at Anselmo's tonight. Charles Villona is performing out there. They're pretty much sold out Saturday and Sunday. Forget Sunday. They are booked the entire day into the night. Tomorrow night, I believe they're booked up. But tonight, we're going to be out there again, Charles Villona and his wonderful trio. And tomorrow night, Carl and I are going to be doing some emceeing for the Fur Ball, which is tomorrow night at the Wind River Event Center. And there's going to be a barkery and a barkitecture and all kinds of wonderful things tomorrow night. Yappy hour. So join us out there.
Hey, we're going to push this break over a little bit. Hey, Coach Bob, are you there?
Yappy hour.
Yes. Coach Bob.
Hey, Coach, turn your radio down, darling. Okay, Coach Bob, you're on.
Good morning. Just a quick thing. Have a great weekend. I'm going to take my grandson to see the circus down in Red Bluff, and it'll be fun. He's going to ride an elephant just like his mother did in Sacramento at the William Land Zoo. So it's a photo op for me.
That's great. That's
other
great.
Other than I wanted to mention to you two guys that I have the privilege of telling you that my stepson, former from a previous marriage, stepson Adam, who I helped raise most of his life, missed a big event. Last week, he's stationed on the USS Carl Vinson.
Oh,
he was an officer candidate school in Rhode Island with the Navy and missed the whole thing.
Oh no, that could have been.
Oh yeah,
he could have brought home like, hey, look what I did on my summer cruise.
No kidding. Yeah, what a show and tell, huh?
Hey, but he's going to OCS. So that's good.
Instead, he'll be an ensign or some darn thing. I don't know.
Something like that. Whatever it is in the Navy.
You must be proud.
Yes.
Hey,
yes, you must be.
He would have been way under deck anyway because he's a nuclear power guy.
Uh-oh. Well, that's good. We like nuclear power guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Coach Bob, you have a great time. Get some pictures.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Send us a photo of that elephant opportunity.
You guys do the same.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:52 in the morning, and we're having a great time. It's a Friday, and this is Free Fire Radio.
For those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Saturday, May 14th, kick off rodeo week with the Rodeo Association's annual steak feed at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Tickets are $12.50, free sale, $15 at the door. Bank robbers, the lone stranger, and sidekick will be hiding their loot. You could win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday, it's the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. And Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. downtown. Thursday night starts the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events May 19th, 20th, and 21st are on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Rodeo Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Rider. Get your tickets at the Reading Convention Center box office now.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
It's a better way to play. Ask anyone, they'll say, for an hour, for a day, it's pure excitement. From the call to the gate, till they cross the finish line. Each race could be a derby in the making. Feel the roar of the hooves as they thunder down the track. Gather all your friends around to the Anderson Fairground, and you'll keep coming back.
For 137 years, it's been a tradition. The Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, producing horse racing legends like War Admiral, Secretariat, and Seattle Slough. Who will make history this year? See all the action live as you and your fellow horse racing fans watch and wager in the comfortable quarters of the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. Saturday for the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby live from Churchill Downs at the simulcast horse racing facility on the fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back
Welcome back.
Down.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And you're not going to back down.
We're not going to back down. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988. That's Dish Satellite with a local guy, Doug Tooley. 244-1988. You know, last night we didn't even mention it. How could we not? The Hag, Merle Haggard's concert.
very, very, very impressive. We went down to the State Theater in Red Bluff, and that is an awesome. The murals, they're going to revive the murals very much like they did at the Cascade Theater. So if you really want to get an experience of what this theater it's back, it's in its originality, and it, like I said, it hasn't been spoofed up yet or poofed up or whatever you want to.
They have not done the renovation.
Right. Cool.
It started out with a video from Tom Hanks, who goes out and he says, "Hey, there's my mom. Hi, mom." And he talks about the murals on the wall, how he had gone there to see movies, as she had dropped him off, how he'd grown up in that, E.T. and all these. But a number of auction items. But then Merle came out. I mean, we'll start out with his son. He's got two of his sons there, as one of them says, from different litters. One from the first and one from the third.
Yeah.
So it was... But then he sang,
it was great.
It was Merle Haggard. I mean, he sang his songs.
It was really great. Now, also, I want to remind you guys that, it's the season when we start to think about our gardens, of course. And I don't know about you, but I love roses. So the Shasta Rose Society is tomorrow presenting free to the public a day in the Rose Garden. This is tomorrow from 10 to 4. At the home of Brent and Linda Walton, which is 3120 Inverness Street. That's 3120 Inverness, Inverness Street in Reading. They're going to have over 130 miniature roses for sale, as well as other roses, unusual plants for the Reading climate, and rare begonias. There's going to be raffle prizes, and there's going to be a booth where they've got consulting, rosarians, and master gardeners. It should be really great. We're going to go first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Now, next week, I said we were going to have Shasta Regional on and Mercy, but we're also going to have Cowboys on next week for the Rodeo Association. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, It's been a great week. It's been a great week. You know, and next week we've got a lot of good guests coming on. And my
eye is healing, and thank you for all your prayers and good wishes and flowers and stuff, you guys.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
It was, and thank you very much for that. And, you're coming back there, kiddo.
Yep.
All right. Now,
thank you.
Have a safe weekend. Remember that, that there's so many things going on, a lot of things to be, grateful for. And this is one of them. Merle Haggard, Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
One and only rebel child.